Am I ready to be all of God now? That's a good question. This is Instant Inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Am I ready to be all of God now? Well, I'm ready, but do I really know what it means to be ready? Do I really know what it means to be all of God now? Well, no matter what I do, I'm all of God. No matter what I say, no matter how I think, no matter how I act, I'm all of God. But am I all of God that I can be? Am I all that I am potentially able to be? Well, yes, that too. But am I expressing it? Well, that may be something else again. Where could I express more of God? Well, we were watching the movie Camelot, and the character who was the nemesis for the king was rather fantastic, Lancelot. He's rather fantastic, and as he was in the movie, he said that the Knights of the Round Table should train physically, mentally, and spiritually. And physically, they should do jousting, and they should do all of the exercises that keep their body in perfect shape. Mentally, they should be alert, be read, be literate, be up on books and what have you. And spiritually, he said that he would never ask anyone to be as he is spiritually on track. Now, what did he mean that he was a spiritual master? What did he mean that he was a spiritual master? He didn't show any humility that his people felt he should have there, because they felt that he shouldn't say, I'm the best and I'm number one and so forth, and that's what we teach. But he shouldn't say that. Now, that didn't put him into perfect straits with his fellows who were on the round table. Now, the king saw through it and recognized that this was a great man, that indeed he was fabulous in every possible way. But he had also an aspect to him, which is an aspect of innocence and childlikeness. And the aspect of innocence and childlikeness made him a winner under all circumstances. He was top dog. Now, to be a winner under all circumstances does not mean that you are knowledgeable in all circumstances or that you're tried and true in all circumstances, but you're a winner. We talked about it with Mr. Frog and Mr. Toad, going into other communities and so forth, and being true to your own lessons, your own teaching, your own world. Now, Lancelot had not had any relationships with women. If he did, they were just surface relationships, but he had no relationships with women. In fact, he had no libido that was moving him to that at all. He was sexless, you might say. He was certainly a man, and certainly in every way, shape, and form, but he did not have his sex drive turned on yet. And that is a benefit, and also it's very tough. Because when it turns on, you don't always know that you're not in charge. Your demands of your sexual self are so great sometimes you do things that you would never have done otherwise. Now, Lancelot was totally dedicated to the king and to the kingdom. He was 100% in support. But the moment his sex drive turned on, he was useless. He was strong to the court, he was strong to the king, but he stole the king's wife. Now, I mean, what could be more tragic and more devastating than to do that? If you're turned on to the king's wife, and you're turned on to being a dedicated knight, and certainly never thinking of something like that, what would you do? You get out of town. You get out of town, and you lost your love, but it wasn't your love in the first place. But you lost that opportunity, and it wasn't your opportunity in the first place. But you gained your personal respect because you did not violate your king. You did not violate your country. You did not violate your ethics that you had been raised on. But you see, once you have these drives within you, they can completely destroy you unless you're a master of them. Now, it doesn't mean that you're a master of them, that you have experienced them all, and that you know them all, but just for instance, when he realized he was in love with the queen, he should have gone to the king and should have said, I'm in love with the queen, and I don't think I could be useful to you anymore. I must leave because I respect the queen, I respect you, and I cannot do this. But he did not do that because his libido was so strong, so much in drive, that he hoped that just being near to the queen was enough to satisfy his drive, which it wasn't, of course. They had liaisons many times. But, you see, am I ready to be all of God now? He was ready to be number one man for the king. He was ready to uphold the court, uphold the king, uphold the country. He was ready to say that on his spiritual path, he was the most dedicated, most fulfilled man in life. And mentally, he was a giant. And physically, he was certainly well done. Not overdone, but well done. But all those benefits, all those assets on his side, he wasn't tried and true. Now, the noble king, who was the old king who was there, who had forgotten where his kingdom was, a charming fellow, but he too instantly recognized that Lancelot was good, but he missed in his humanness. And of course, sex is certainly human, but he missed in his humanness. The old king said he should go out and do some things that he's not proud of. He should go out and do some dumb things that he's not proud of, you know, which is stumbling or doing something, and not necessarily doing something bad or whatever, but doing something you're not proud of. But so that you could say to yourself, I did these things I'm not proud of, that I want to improve. I'm not saying that we should do that. But I'm saying this is what the king observed, and this is what the others observed. Huh. He walked across the straits to come from France to England. Or he took the tunnel. A little premature, but he walked across. And their statement of that was not a statement of hatred, but it was just, he thinks he's pretty darn good, you know, and he did. But you see, when you're ready to be all of God that you're able to be, you have your emotions in line. You like yourself. You like yourself so beautifully that everything falls right into place. And you're a happy person. You're a happy and fulfilled person. And this is great. But can you do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be tested by fire? Are you willing to be tested by having someone come and say that you did something you didn't do and stand up for it? Are you willing to have some beautiful woman ravenously make out over you, you know, and try to encourage you away from your discipline, you know, like in Being There, remember? Of course, for him, it was no problem. He already had mastered those things. And we think he was just out of it. But that's what we think. Mm-hmm. And that's what we think whenever a person is not drawn into their emotions, when they're not limited by their mind, limited by their mental world, their physical world, and so forth. And this is how life goes on. But am I ready to be all of God now? That's a very good question. Are you really ready to be all of God? You see, to be all of God means that you are self-disciplined, self-dedicated, self-diligent, self-determined. You're one-pointed, untouchable, unpossessed, non-judgmental. Wow! Are you or I any of those things? Any, just even one. And if we're one, we're starting. But are you non-judgmental of yourself starting first and then of your world? Are you unpossessed by having envy or desire for what other people have? Are you unpossessed by what you have? My house, my car, my suit, my clothes, you know, my shoes. You know? We do that, my car. Even when it's the company car, that's my car over there. That belongs to the company and I'm driving it, you know. It just seems a little long. No, we just like saying my car, especially if it's a nice car. And untouchable. Are we sensitive to what people say to us and say to others? Are we sensitive? Are we feeling, what the heck, why not ride this all the way? Let's milk this journey as much as we can by being in the hospital. Let's be in there just as long as we can because it's kind of nice, you know. Or maybe live down in the city, you know, and be able to walk around the neighborhood, go over and do whatever you want to do, you know. Who knows, you know. I mean, what sort of things touch us? We don't know what touches each other. How many ice cream sodas did Ingeborg get? How many ice cream sodas did Sylvia get, you know, when they weren't supposed to have any? But who says they weren't supposed to have them? Who said they were not or whatever? What sort of mental gyrations have you planted in your mind about what you're supposed to do whenever you're doing something or other, you know? And it's silly, isn't it? But these are things. And one-pointed, when you have a goal in mind, can you establish yourself toward it and follow through on it? Now, King Arthur should have known that Lancelot was no good from the very beginning. First, Lancelot tried to kill him, and that wasn't by accident. Second, Lancelot would not listen to the king when the king says, "Come to the palace now and meet the queen." "I must go and do something to prove myself to you, to do this and to do..." No, that's all right. "I must do this, I must do..." No, you're okay. And he didn't follow the orders of the king, And finally the king says, "Well, I order you to come with me," you know. Before he said, you know, "You don't have to do that, it's okay, you don't have to." Which was an order too, but he didn't hear it as an order. So, you see, are we ready to let go? Lancelot had his own kingdom, he had his own palace, he had his own entourage, and yet he was out searching, just like Arthur later searched for the Grail. He left his kingdom, he left his country for the Holy Grail. Yeah. You see, are we ready to be all of God? And the answer is never. We will never be ready to be all of God as long as we are in control of anything. In control? Yeah, as long as we're in control of anything. As long as we have to be master of anything. You see, when you're all of God, you're not master of anything. You are everything. To be master means you have manipulated it, or you've controlled it, or you learned its secret. But when you're God, you are it, and you speak your word at any time and it's done. You don't have to do it the way it is to be done, because you're it. Now, when you're all of God, there is no desire in your heart. You got it. When you're all of God, there's no desire for somebody or against somebody or with somebody, because you got everything. When you're God, you don't need a computer. You think your thought and poof, it's on the internet, you know. Nice. Perfect. And perfectly timed. And when you're God, if such is your desire, it's on the internet and everybody listens to it. Everybody in the world cannot wait till it comes on the internet to listen to. And when you're God, everybody on the internet says, hey, this is great. I'm going to support this program. And they send $5 or $6 million, you know, everybody. Either you're a billionaire like Gates, you know. But you see, when you're God, everything flows. You don't have to make it flow. And so long as we have to make it flow anywhere, we're not God. We are, but we're not. We're still making it happen. And with God, nothing has to be made to be happened. Am I ready to be all of God now? I'm ready, willing and able, but am I really ready? And the answer is
yes.
Yes, okay. I love you.
Love you too.